world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I may be the only guy in America who hates these long weekends. I hate these long weekends. This is Monday, and it's July 5th already, Monday. And I'm behind because I didn't get my newsletter out. Newsletter is how we, that's how Michelle and I keep up and running here at Pass the Salt Ministries. And so the newsletter, I always try to get it out on the first, and first just kind of disappeared on us. We had a wonderful time, just had a wonderful time with some folks, local folks around here on Friday night. And Michelle and I loaded Michelle up yesterday and drove her down to see, down towards our good friend Betty. We went to Cambridge, tried to get a hold of Tracy because I was feeling like a salad. And so I went to Ruby Tuesdays, and I ate more than anybody should ever eat, but it was good, healthy vegetables. Michelle and I came home. Roger Weaver spent all day out on the boat. He took his family out on our pontoon boat. So Michelle and I got back just in time. Roger was getting off the boat, and Michelle and I went out on the boat. And you would think we would go out on a boat and have a wonderful time together. Two lovers out there, sun's going down, beautiful lake. No, that doesn't work that way. Michelle kept seeing all the things that are wrong. You know, there's a little crack in the boat here. There's a little, not blaming Roger. No, nobody. A little tear here. Oh my goodness. I wanted to crawl under the water and sleep. Michelle likes to fix things. God bless her, because if she didn't fix things, who knows what our house would be like. So happy 5th of July to everybody out there. I was going to do a normal 4th of July, you know, play patriotic music and set off fireworks, and I'm not feeling that this morning. We've got a powerful show for you here real quickly. Chad and Bobby Lee have a Pennsylvania tactical preparedness fighting and striking event this weekend in Eastern PA. It's up on the screen. If you haven't already signed up, you still can. You say, how much? $100. Yeah, they get, listen, folks, these things cost money to do. just don't go out. Michelle and I spent about $50 yesterday just eating dinner. $50? Are you kidding me? Costs money to do it. So Chad and Bobby are really stepping out and getting something going on this weekend. I don't know, Bobby or Chad, either one of you in here today. Chad's probably sleeping in. Bobby, are you awake there? Talk a little bit about this thing or not?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Listen, guys, you guys got to do this. We got just a few days left. Chad's coming. He's driving up all the way from Texas. All right. He's going to be focusing on tactical training, and I'm going to be focusing on hand stuff, situational awareness. And what we just saw happen out there with our people, Christian, boots on the ground, being physically attacked, you need to have a sense of situational awareness, understanding what to do when you're in these situations. We're dealing with people being trapped in their cars, can't move, how to think, control emotions, punch back if necessary, protect your home if necessary. There's a lot going in to this weekend. These events, as hot as things are getting in this nation, if they pull a false flag, all of this stuff ends. You have a window of opportunity to take advantage of these things at a very low cost, and the windows are going to close, and then you're going to be completely out of luck and not know what to do in bad situations if you don't take advantage of these things.
Bible says that a wise man sees peril coming and prepares for it. I see peril coming. I'm sure you guys see peril coming. It's everywhere. And this makes people uncomfortable. But the peril right now, it's a spiritual battle. The peril is against white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. I'm sorry. If you can't see it, call it a racist. Do whatever you want to. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant Christianity is under assault. They have to do away with the seed of the woman. Do you get this, folks? Seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. It's been going on throughout all history, and I believe it is coming to some type of, I don't want to use the term climax because I don't know what it's, I don't know how this whole thing ends up. Oh, yeah, I get it. We win in the end. I get that. But the end's going to come, probably going to come for you before we win, okay? In any war that you've ever been in, Vietnam, or you go back, all you guys, there are a lot of people who met calamity before the war ended, all right? And we are in right now, we are in a hot war and don't understand it. I feel a little uncomfortable talking about this because why? Because I know the FBI is watching. I know the Secret Service are watching. And the last thing they want to hear is me talking about domestic terror. I'm talking about defense. Folks, they're coming after you. We've got a great show today. Stay where you are. They're everywhere. I'm going to tell you this, too, whether you want to admit it or not. The government, your government and my government, are not on the sides of the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. They are not on our side. Now, I'm not talking about the individual cop, just doing my job, boss. Just shaking the bush over here, boss. Shaking the bush over here. Just doing my job. No. I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about the hierarchy. I'm talking about the Psalm 2, kings of the earth conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. Folks, it is happening everywhere. Okay, everywhere. Now, I'm going to show you two things. Sit back and enjoy this, okay? Number one, our impact is far greater than we can even imagine. I'm talking about those of us here in the queue. And I watched a video last night. I don't know if you guys have seen it or not. But I suggested you go to Professor Toto's website and watch his video on a Gideon generation. If you know the story of Gideon, right? The story of Gideon is they start out with 30,000 people. And what did the Lord say to Gideon? You got too many. They whittled it down to 3,000. He said, still got too many. He whittled it down to 300. That's going on in America's churches, folks. There it is, a Gideon. What's it say, Gideon? What? It's worth, because I couldn't agree more. See, we were having a discussion before. Bear with me, Carlos. I know you got uprights. Bear with me, brother. I was having a discussion with Joe Silver this morning, who I love like my own brother. So it wasn't an argument. In fact, I almost know you better than my brother, Joe. I have three brothers. Sorry. Now I'm going to get in trouble. Shut up. I love all my brothers. Love them all. Joe, Dan, Bill. I love y'all. Okay. But Silver made a comment about our need to start getting people saved. And I said, listen, I love you. I love you, Silver. But here's what I think. This is what I think. Are you ready? Are y'all sitting down? Because you're not going to hear this from hardly any place else. I don't have an urgency to get people saved. I have an urgency to expand the kingdom of God. And you expand the kingdom of God by bringing people into it. In other words, I believe that the purpose of the kingdom of God, of building soldiers in the kingdom of God, is to expand the kingdom. Salvation is the first step to coming into the kingdom. But here's what happens. Most people get saved and don't have any idea what to do. They have no idea what to do with their salvation. And so Silver just said, you know, we got to be about the Father's business, getting people saved. And I agree with him. But saved to do what? Sit in our pew and wag Holy Spirit flags? Is that what we're supposed to do? Bring in speakers to tell us how to be healthy, wealthy, and wise? That's what we're supposed to do? What? Sit in our churches and hear how much we're supposed to love sodomites? That's why a lot of people don't like this show, because we cut right to the chase, baby, right to the chase. And people aren't comfortable with that. But we're in a war. And what Professor Toto was talking about is Gideon. If you read the story of Gideon, just watch his video. You read the story of Gideon. Lord said, listen, first of all, he scattered them out. Get them out. He said, you got way too many. And you look across our mega churches right now, you think we got way too many Christians doing nothing? You think we can win with those people sitting in those churches? You think we can win with those people? Lord knows we can't win with them. He whittled it down. and it's being whittled down even right now. Now, here's the good news. We're going to win. We're going to win. It's the good news, man. We're going to win. But I don't know what's going to look like on the way to victory. I don't know what's going to look like for all of us. Listen, I got three of you want to get in. I'm going to let you get in here real quickly, and then I want to get moving forward. Come on in, Silver, then Betty, and then Reggie. Go ahead, Silver.
Thank you, sir. I was going to clarify, you know, one of the things that we really have to work on is discipleship.
There you go.
Okay. And I mean, we can get them saved all day.
Yep.
But it don't make a hill of beans.
There you go, brother. I'm with you on that one, Silver. Right. Yep. Yep. What do you do once you're a Christian? Come on in, Betty.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I was saved. I was born again when I was 13, but I didn't know to go left or right. And I felt like a lost soul for so many years because I knew I needed to do something. But people like you, Coach Dave and Silver and all the rest of them, Jeffrey, Reggie, you're getting me on the right track. But look how long it took. It should have been done right after I was born again.
That's right. See, they take you in the church and they tell you how nice God is and your life's going to be better. They teach us the wrong things. See, when a child is born again or begotten again, when a child is begotten again, they ought to sit them down just like you're in the military. Say, dude, you just signed up. You just signed up for an army. You got to change your entire lifestyle, because if you continue living that soft life you've been living, it ain't going to make it. Okay. Oh, you may make it to heaven. You may get it to heaven, but it's going to be hell here on earth. Boys and girls, hell's coming here on earth. A lot of stuff's coming. Bible tells us this, right? The things, men's hearts are going to fail them for fear, for things that are coming upon the earth. I'm not doom and gloom. I don't get up in the morning scared and worried. Oh, woe is me and what? No. I get up every day and put on my battle gear. I'm ready to go. Lord, whatever you'd have me to do today, you saved me for a purpose. And the purpose is not to sit around and get rich. The purpose is to engage and expand the kingdom of God. Why don't they teach us that in church? Because I tell you why. Because the guy standing in the pulpit, he's making a living off of it. Come on in, Reggie. I can't hear you, Reggie. You're still muted, dear. Still can't.
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Sorry. I was thinking, I said good morning. I was thinking about the early church fathers, like the first century, and what they taught was to build up, like, I thought about that too. Where do you send people? And the early church fathers would build up households. So they'd raise up and evangelize to the household, the fathers, and they would set their own and teach them to call them little churches in their own homes. And maybe that's what we have to go back to, teaching, bring people to the Lord and teaching them how to set up their own little church within their own home and expand the kingdom that way.
Amen, Reggie. Hey, Reggie, listen, I can't really walk into a church. I'm sorry. I can't really walk into one. Okay, quickly, Jeff Klein, then Myra, then Jack. Go ahead.
Coach, real quick, last Saturday, the ice cream truck, I've met some new people, some Christians, good people, and about three or four of them. Went out last Saturday, had in an hour, passed out about 60 pieces of ice cream. They had prayer with about 10 or 15 people, and it led probably six or eight unto the Lord. This last night, we're back at the bike path. I set them up back there for that 4th of July works. There's probably 600-700 people went past there. They probably passed out 200 or 300 pieces of ice cream. I stuck around for an hour with them to see what they're going to do. And it was basically, hey, if you die tonight, you know where you go? Well, let's say this prayer after me. Said a prayer within a minute, saving this one, saving that one. And a guy said, guys, what are you doing? Are you going to disciple these people? And they just walk off and go back to the fireworks.
That's right. Thinking they're saved.
I'm going to have a chat with the guy this week.
Thinking they're saved. Myra, come on in, then Jack. And then that's the last one. I'm going to go somewhere. Go ahead, Myra.
Good morning, Saints. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Coach, you always bring the best guests. I am mixed race, but I'm Hispanic, and I'm glad you're bringing somebody in to talk about it. Also, in regard to the events, what Betty, Jeff, and everybody, and Reggie are saying is that your program through events helps me to get involved. Otherwise, it's very difficult. However, like Jeff says, there's always somebody to share the gospel with. So hallelujah about that.
But Myra, most importantly, Myra, you're growing in your faith, aren't you, dear? Huh? See, this ain't getting them saved to throw them up on the beach and let them rot. This is trying to disciple people. Come on in, Jack.
Yeah, onward Christian soldiers without a battle plan, without training, without a mission statement. They don't even have a compass.
That's right. They have no idea. That's right. And the church is telling us to love, love, love everybody. Then, I mean, if I hear it one more time, I was watching. Well, I'm going to. Okay, so here's what happened this weekend. This is amazing. Real quickly, Spencer, bring up, because you guys all saw this, the original video of the woman at the spa. Now, let me, I'm going to show you this for a reason, okay? This is in California. I want, for those of you who haven't seen it, I'm going to play it again, where the lady comes in and complains about the tranny in the health spa, right? Well, this is in an area near Annette and Carlos and Ruben Israel and some others. So they pass out some flyers and say, we're going to go stand in support of that lady who walked in. They were going to go, if you were, stand outside the spa and support the lady who's in this video, okay? So I'm going to play this video again so you get your bearings of what we're talking about, and then I'm going to show you what happened. Go ahead. Play this. This
is the spa. So it's okay. I just want to be clear with you. It's okay. It's okay for a man to go into the women's section, show his penis around the other women, young little girls underage. Your spa, we spa, condone that. Is that what you're saying? Like I asked. He can stay there. He can stay there? What sexual orientation? I see a dick. It lets me know he's a man. He's a man. He is a man. He is not no female. He is not a female. He is not a female. Hold on. He is not a female, sweetie. Okay, girls down there, other women who are highly offended for what they just saw. And you did nothing. Absolutely nothing. In fact, you sided with him. So We Spa is in agreement with men that just say they are a woman and they can go down there with their penis and get into the women's section. Is that what you're saying? What really? What law? So women can go into the men's with their breasts. Okay. Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't come back either. Yeah, get your money back.
Everything.
You got a man with his penis talking about he's a woman. He ain't no woman. Yeah, give her her money back.
Are you talking about a transgender person?
There's no such thing as transgender. He has a dick. Okay? He has a penis. His penis is hanging out. Okay, no, I'm not one. Actually, I'm a woman who knows how to stand up and speak up for my right. As a woman, I have a right to feel comfortable without a man exposing himself. Okay, no, you go somewhere else. Okay, so that's right. No, he's not a transgender. He has a penis, just like you do. Are you?
No.
Yeah. Okay, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
Okay, that's traumatizing to see that. I'm a woman. I think this is a place right here. I'm told only for women. So how dare you sit up here and tell me I don't have a right as a woman to defend? I'm telling you, he has a penis, a full and testicles. Okay, and I don't care what it calls. It's a man. You got one?
You can stop it right there.
Okay.
Somebody tell me what they put into the water that makes men like this, makes men stand back there and not defend women. What have they put into the water? What are they doing to us? So we saw this video. I showed it on Friday. Yada, 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 yada. Well, little would I know that our dear Salt and Light Brigade couple in California, Annette and Carlos, are in this community. And Carlos and some of the other, they get together and they hand out flyers and let's go stand with this woman at the Wii Spa. Let's go stand out. Well, so they hand out all the flyers. I'm going to let Carlos tell the story here. Carlos. Doesn't sound very waspy, does it? Carlos. So Carlos shows up. Now, folks, I want you to watch here. Do you see this? Carlos shows up with some of his friends at the Wii Spa. And I want you to watch this guy coming through the crowd get sucker punched. And somebody sent me this video. In fact, Carlos sent me this video. And I thought, man, that's crazy. That's crazy. Where are the cops? Not even noticing it. And then I looked at my text messages, and all of a sudden it clicked on me. This is Carlos getting sucker punched. This is Carlos happening to him. One of our guys, all right? getting sucker punched. Go ahead and play this. Now, it's going to happen very quickly here at the beginning. Carlos is going to get sucker punched twice as he moves through the crowd. 2 minutes and 8 seconds. Go ahead. Hey, I'm sorry if you don't like dirty words. I don't like them either. But Antifa spews them like a sewer, okay? So do this if bad words ruin your soul or something, okay? Go ahead. Here comes Carlos.
Get the fuck out of here.
What am I doing?
Go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning because we missed him getting sucker punched. It happens right at the beginning as he comes out. Right, Carlos? Right at the beginning here. Right there. One, two.
What am I doing?
Get the fuck out of the neighborhood.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, folks, I want you to notice a couple things here. Okay, and then we're gonna bring Carlos in here. Notice how they're all dressed in black, right? Masks on, press. They have signs on say they're press. They have signs on say they're security. About 200 of these chicken. Anybody has chickens? You know what I said? The chicken S's, right? Gang up on people, come and do that, right? By the way, the cops are there watching the whole thing go on. This is happening to one of our brothers, Carlos. Wait a minute. He ain't a WASP. Carlos is a Hispanic Christian man. Carlos, Annette, God bless you guys for getting up at 4 a.m. Come on in. Fill us in a little bit here, Carlos. What the heck's going on?
First of all, God bless you. Coach, saints of God, thank you, brothers and sisters, for giving me the time to share about the story, the incident, it's going to go global on this because we definitely need to expose these guys. But I believe to God be the glory. I was caught in the storm. This was ground zero when I was walking.
Carlos, hang on. This is what Bobby Lee's talking about. This is what Chad's talking about. All right. Trying to get you trained. This is happening. Go ahead, Carlos.
So basically, when I was walking, they're alongside of me. One of them said, where are you going? So at this point, I just wanted to go ahead and just keep going forward. I didn't want to face my enemy. I know if I would have turned around, I know they were going to go ahead and they were going to take something. They were going to hit me. It would have probably been a lot worse. And my brothers, they got it a lot worse, as you'll see some of the videos if you want to look this up. But
how many showed up? When they hit me, Carlos, how many of you guys showed up?
Let's see. I was walking just to go ahead and meet Quincy from Portland because he came down to cover this story. He's an independent journalist. He is Christian, and he used to be from the Hell Shaking Street Preachers. So he's street smart, and he's a black conservative, and he was there covering the cameraman that they went after. That was Wizzy. He's also an independent cameraman. He picked up, I believe, he was picking up Quincy at the airport that day. So they know each other. So they got the coverage of me.
Carlos, how many? 10 of you guys maybe and 200 of them show up. How many did you have, Carlos?
I would say there was about six of us.
Okay. You guys were going to go stand with the lady who was who did the dick video at the spa. Okay. I'm trying to paint the picture for everybody. So six of you show up and 200 yes. Antifa, BLM. Who else is involved here, you think, Carlos?
There was also LGBT that they were there, but what they were doing was they secured this perimeter because they didn't want nobody there. They did not want nobody in that area filming. Quincy was he was coming down to try to get a hold of the lady to do a story on his show, and she didn't even turn out coming for the event.
Okay, so Carlos, I'm going to shut up. Because everybody says let him talk. I'm going to shut up and let you talk. Go ahead, Carlos.
Okay, so when I got sucker punched and when I got, you know, hit, to God be the glory, I didn't go down. But, you know, I had my phone in my hand. And I was – my shirt that I was wearing the Bathmet shirt that I had got expelling the darkness.
Got it from Tom Dunn. So I wore that one. Got it from Tom Dunn, right?
Yes. So thinking I was going to blend in, Coach, I had your hat with the cross, so I didn't have no street preaching attire like what the street preachers where they wear the bold, attiring, trust Jesus, repent or perish. That's the message that they gave when they wear the attire. So I didn't wear that, and I didn't think I should have. There's a lot of things I could have done was maybe turn my shirt, you know, upside down, inside out, you know, and then not identify. Maybe wear a black shirt, not wear a hat. But I did turn around when I got circuit punched, and that's why, as you notice, I told him, what, you know, I'm here to record. Give me back my phone. I want my phone back. But they had it. They also took my banner. I had my banner hoist on my golf bag, and the guy on the right side, they got it. So it could have been a lot worse. I got pushed, and it's kind of funny because how God orchestrates things. Right when I was out of there, Quincy was right in front of me. And Quincy, he was recording it. So then I had told him, I said, you know, Quincy, you know, I got hit. My phone's taken out. He goes, just keep walking and just go. And by that time, when I was walking, it's not in the video, it wasn't caught. I did see a black and white come. They were coming. And I did talk to the officer, and they were going to call the unit so I can do a report. And also, you know, they wanted to call the ambulance to see if I was okay, but I wasn't bleeding.
Let me jump in there because some do end up bleeding, Carlos. Folks, listen, this is really, really, really critical. The left is very, very good in that they never fight against each other, and they always unify in the fight. So Carlos said BLM's there, Antifa, the LGBTQRSTUV, born that way crowd, they're all there too, right? And Carlos, what we're seeing, as I've got like three videos I could show folks. I don't know if we'll take time to watch them all. I'll make them available for you. Here's what they're really, are you ready? You sitting down? Come on, logic. We can think, let's think. They want to make sure that pedophiles and trannies are not the same. They want to make sure that you know that trannies and pedophiles aren't the same. Now, listen, because, see, they don't want in the mind of the American people to associate those two groups together, even though it's the same spirit. Do you guys understand this? Do you understand this? Because I can show you videos where they're screaming and hollering that pedophiles, trannies are not pedophiles, over and over and over and over. Because why? They want to make sure that we accept trannies as just normal people. And those pedophiles, well, see, pedophilia is the Achilles heel of the homosexual movement. It's the Achilles heel. Nobody is for pedophilia. So they're trying to separate those two things. Okay, I had to get that in. Come on back in, Carlos, and your sweet wife, Annette. I don't know. Can you believe that the Lord would associate us together, folks? That we have our, this was going to be a, if we drive it to the media, this is going to be a huge, huge story. And it's one of us. One of us, this is happening to. Go ahead, Carlos. I'll shut up. I'll get a sock. I'll put this in my mouth. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Coach, once again. So once I lost the phone, and what Quincy does is he does do live stream when he does the events. So my I praise God. I thank God for my wife. You know, she knew what to do because she logged into Quincy's live feed and she saw this. This was live. So she's heard when I lost the phone. So she kicked in and she knew what to do automatically to go ahead and cancel the service. And then once I talked to the officers, they were from the Rampart
Division. They stole his phone. Stole his phone. Go ahead.
So I did. The unit did come. I did talk to the officers. They were very nice. They said they were going to be assigned there. They weren't going to move. They were going to wait for another unit so I can go ahead and do the report. Or I had an option. I can, you know, walk back to my car. They can't provide security for me, but they were going to go ahead and they were going to watch me go through the alley because there was an alleyway. And then I can go to the station and do the report. At that point, I wanted to get home. I just wanted to go home. I lost, you know, the banner. I lost, you know, my
they stole it.
My phone. But
they stole
yes,
it, right?
They stole my, yes. They took my phone.
Hey, so, Carlos, so hang on a minute. Evidently, Hispanic lives don't matter, Carlos. Would that be safe to say? Hispanic lives don't matter?
No lives matter to these guys. No lives matter. So basically, at this point, I just want to get home. But, you know, God had other plans. God orchestrated other plans for me. So it's kind of funny how things work. I'm coming to the alley, and as I'm coming, I meet my friend Johnny there that was also going to be there. And once he was there, I told him what happened. And he goes, I know. I'm with Brother Ruben, and he's over there at the corner at this intersection. And, you know, he's there. So let's go group up with him and stuff. So I went there, and I got to meet the brothers that we were going to meet. And Brother Isidro, he was the one. He's always preaching to God be the glory. And he's always everywhere. He's, you know, an LA preacher. I had called him and I told him about this event. And he said, yeah, he goes, I'll go with you. You know, I'll meet you there. And, you know, he was there. And I didn't know also, too, what happened to him. But he was there also doing a police report. And I was able to meet Ruben and Isidro. And Ruben told me, go talk to the officers and you could do the report here. You don't have to go to the station.
Okay. So hang on a second. I said I'd be quiet, but I always lie. So I just can, hey folks, as you're sitting there, can you imagine the media coverage if this was a homosexual walking through a bunch of Trump supporters and this had happened? Huh? Can you imagine if this was a black man walking through a bunch of Trump supporters and this happened? Are you with me, folks? Are you with me? But the news won't even pick. Hey, Carlos, you're not some border jumping Hispanic, are you, Carlos? No. Did you sneak in here, no. Carlos? What's your background here?
I'm Hispanic. I'm Hispanic. I was born here. My father, to this day, he served under George C. Patton. He was wounded in the Battle of the Bulge. He has the Purple Heart to boot, you know, and he fought for guys, for sisters, for our freedoms to be here, to go out there, freedom of speech, to speak up what is against the pedophilia, to protect our children. He fought for freedom of the press. So we can go and cover stories to get footage, because I was here to get footage, you know, on what was going on, you know, and that was what I wanted to do. But as you can see, it didn't work out. But guys like my father, you know, guys like my uncle that fought in Korea, you know, for us to be here and not lose our constitutional rights, you know, that served for us, that died in battle, men that died in battle for us. And we're seeing this enemy, punks, destroying our nation? Come on. Is this the nation that we want to live in?
Hispanic lives don't matter. Hispanic Christian lives don't matter. You're a Christian, right, Carlos? You're, huh?
I am a Christian. I'm a disciple in the Lord. I'm enlisted in the Lord's army.
And to
I'm
go
enlisted to this, in the Lord's army.
And I'm not so sure, but I think he's wearing a Truth Sounds Like Hate shirt this morning, aren't you, Carlos? Huh? Yeah, I think he is.
I now believe listen. So.
Yes. Yeah, huh? Yes. How about that? How about that? Okay, now stop a minute. We got to hear from Annette. Annette, were you with him, sweetheart?
No. I knew that I wasn't going to go. I knew it already. For other reasons, not that I have fear or anything. I refuse to have fear.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. Carlos had asked me to go. I told him there's reasons. He knows why, but the only kind of like an upset that I do have is because when I tuned into Quincy that was covering the story live, I saw at the beginning when he opened up his live stream what was happening. My first instinct, which I didn't follow up on. I'm not saying that if things would have turned out different, but my instinct was to call him, call Carlos, and tell him, hey, you know, something just went down. They already attacked the newsman that was parked there, and Quincy and another guy with the American bandana. They want him out of there. They don't want him in that premises right there. You need to leave. You need to leave. Quincy backed up. He knew what to do. And here comes Carlos right into danger.
Okay.
Danger
okay. So, folks, listen. Don't miss this now. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, LGBTQ. They do not want homosexuality connected to transgenders. Do you understand that, folks? That's why they came out in mass. They want to scare us away any way that they can. Don't try to call Carlos. He lost his phone. Come on in, Bobby Lee, real quickly. I know you got something to say here. And then Michelle. Are you there, Bob? Michelle, come on in while we wait for Bob. He made some coffee probably. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Morning, team. Carlos, I just want to apologize on behalf of all of us that you didn't have more support, not in the spiritual or in the natural. I feel your pain, and I'm sorry.
We didn't know it was going to happen, right, Carlos? And that never. By the way, Annette joins my wife's call regularly. My wife does a call every once in a while on Thursday nights. Folks, these are us. This is Annette and Carlos. They're part of our family. This is international news. You have to share this with everybody you know. Ohio Brett, come on in. Then Bobby.
Hey, Carlos. God bless you. And greetings from Maine. There's only a few lobster left, but Carlos, team Jesus, SEAL Team Jesus number 9, Ezekiel 9, Team Jesus, SEAL Team Jesus 9. Carlos, thank you for your courage that this will go global and this will rally those who want to occupy and defend. God bless you, Carlos.
Amen. Carlos, let me ask this question, brother. Have the police... have they shown any initiative to help you? Now, friends, listen. Of course, Antifa are masks, right? They got masks on. How do you identify who they are? They're dressed in black. They have on. See, these are the ultimate punks. These guys are punks. And the only way they're successful is they move in mobs and gang up on guys like Carlos who are out there, but they get them off by themselves and kick them and throw stuff at them and hit them. One of the videos I don't have before me, one of your brothers that was there, Carlos, not your brother in the Lord, got 7 stitches when he got whacked with a skateboard. We have that on video as well, right, Carlos? You're muted, brother. You're muted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's Brother John that got hit with the skateboard. I had just preached with him 2 weeks ago. You know, we did a sodomite parade here in my backyard. And God bless you, Ohio Brett, Coach Dave too. I felt all the love when we went to your conference with Bobby Lee on the technical weapon training. How you guys treated us, you know. Everybody was so friendly. We got to meet Brother Jeff, you know, and the Lord. To this day, he disciples me. He calls me once a week. you know, and everybody to that training, I mean, I got treated like, you know, coming like with the red carpet, you know, being Hispanic, you know, nationality.
We weren't racist, you mean? Dag gone, you made me fill in. Oh, what are you guys doing out there? We're supposed to be racist. Wish you guys would get with the program here, get with the plan. So, Carl, hey, folks, listen, everybody, listen. Share this video. Put this video. There are three of them, Carlos. Should I show all three? Is there something in the other videos we should see? Here's what I want to do, friends. We have to make this video of Carlos being sucker punched go viral. This is Antifa showing us Hispanic lives don't matter. We've got to expose them. Send it to every media outlet that you know. Post it everywhere you know. Hey, Spencer, tell Jared to capture the video because we know YouTube's going to pull it down, right? When this thing starts to get some traction, YouTube will pull this thing down. Carlos, what do you think we need to do? And I'll open the gate up to anybody else who wants to walk through it. Come on in. Go ahead, Carlos.
Well, this definitely needs to go viral, but not only with me, but again, the attack on my brothers, you know, and it definitely needs to be shown. So it needs to have America to wake up that this is not going to happen. We're not going to lose this thing. Now, I'm not saying let's go get some guns and because I went in there, you know, guns blaming, holding, you know, thinking that I was going to make it there and, you know, not get picked out. But I guess something triggered them because I was wearing, you know, that Bathmith crossed out shirt, you know, and I thought maybe I was going to blend in. But
so, yeah, you went there looking unassuming, right, Carlos?
Yes, trying to blend in. You know, trying to blend in and, you know, got singled out, you know. And I think it's time for America, it's time for the churches, you know, they can come out and do like a Jericho march, walking around the neighborhood. They can, you know, people don't have to post stuff. They can go door to door and get the neighbors involved and go do a Jericho walk around this place, you know, like the walls of Jericho. You know, but people need to wake up. It's not going to take just seven people to make a statement. It takes united we gather, united we fall. If we're divided, like Christianity right now is divided, you know, because of they're all concerned about their doctrines, who's right or wrong on the baptisms, who's, you know, the Hebrew, everything like that. And the enemy is lined up. He has everything uniformed. He's lined up tactical. You know, these guys right here, these Antifa, they're prepared. They're lined up. They're taking blood. They're taking blood. And the churches, what are we doing about it? Asleep. We're asleep. That's exactly what we're doing. And we are the church. We are to go out and we are to expose the truth, especially what's happening with the kids, what they're being programmed. Decentralized.
Now, Carlos,
to accept the norms.
Carlos, you said something that was really enlightening to me. Talk about their use of umbrellas, what they do with the umbrellas.
What they do is they're carrying, first of all, what they do is they're sending lookout points in every corner. So when I had got there, I was away from ground zero. So I had my phone and I started recording. But I wasn't in ground zero. I was away. I was coming into the different intersection on the other side, and I didn't see anybody there. There could have been a few people. But I think what they do is they put lookouts, just average Joe lookouts, because this is what Quincy pointed to me. And they want to see what you're about when you're coming in. And the minute I took my phone and I started doing recording, they probably text the main informants to let me know that I'm coming in. Watch this guy, you know, because they're organized. They have everything organized. So that's why when I came in and I was crossing the street and I saw the news van, they saw me. This guy does not belong here. He's a threat. You know, he's standing out. Let's get him out of here.
So in other words, they're a half a block or a block down the road on the walkie-talkie, say, here comes one of the bad guys. So they're waiting on you when you get there. That's what you're saying, right, Carlos?
Yes. So the minute you have a phone, what they do is the umbrellas, they open up their umbrella, and they're black umbrellas, and this way so you won't see their face, and they cover you from recording so you won't record them. So that's why they block you with the umbrellas. There was two of them. There was
think about that, friends. That's smart, yeah, isn't it? They have an umbrella. You start filming. They put the umbrella up so that you can't. Nobody can see what you're filming. They're not carrying the umbrellas because it's raining or they're trying to stay out of the heat. Their umbrellas are weapons, right? Who's the guy standing there holding a baseball bat? Look, stop. Freeze it. Go back just a tad. Folks, there's the message. There is the message. Go back just a little bit, Spencer. Hang on, man. Right there. Go forward and then right there. Freeze it. Pedophilia is not a sexual orientation. There it is. There it is. See, all they want to do, friends, is destroy the morality of America. That's all they want to do. So they want to make sure that we now become accepting of pedophilia, right? Right? Not a sexual orientation. Okay, go ahead. Carlos, I keep interrupting. Jack McCarthy, jump in here, Jack.
I just had a question. Would you clarify why there is such a huge group of defenders at a spa? How did this get this big, and what's the connection?
Great question, Jack. How'd that happen, Carlos? How did they get 200 people there and you only had 10?
Okay. What I'm thinking, and this is just me coming, I'm thinking that maybe the spa was tipped off because there was a flyer. Quincy sent me a flyer that there was going to be a anti-protest at the spa rally at this spa. That's why he was coming down from Portland. The guy with the red baseball bat, there was another guy I talked to that I go to church with him. His name is Lucas. Him and his wife, they go out his girlfriend, they go out and they expose stuff. So I had to text and I had talked to Lucas, and Lucas said, yes, we're gonna go. We're gonna be there at 11 o'clock. So when they saw again, they saw what I heard, they saw Quincy's live feed, what was going on to the street preachers, they came out to support. But there was only 20 of them. 20 patriots coming out. Conservatives to come and speak out against this.
This is coming to the street near you.
There was a flyer.
Now,
I'm thinking maybe.
No, it's my fault. I'm sorry. There's a little bit of delay, folks. I got a little bit of a delay. That's why I keep interrupting. I'm sorry. I apologize for you there, Carlos. Hey, Carlos, does one of the videos show your friend getting whacked with the skateboard? Is that one of the videos?
Yes, that's John. That's John.
I mean, it's not in this video right here. So there's John.
Yeah, the one in the blue, Obey Jesus.
Obey Jesus. He's got a straw hat on, folks. They're running him off. The video, I don't know which one it is. They're running him off, chasing him. And one of the guy comes up from behind him and whacks him with a skateboard. How many stitches did John have to get? They're attacking him. Look at that. Look at them attacking him.
I believe he got six. You got six stitches.
Keep playing this, and we'll see if this is the case. Watch this guy get whacked. He's trying to get away. He's just trying to get away. Well, maybe he's not. Maybe he's fighting back a little bit. Good for him. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. There's a skateboard. Boom. Folks, that's a deadly weapon, isn't it? Roger, would you consider that assault with a deadly weapon right there?
Absolutely.
We'll see. Look at it. Down on the ground. Do you believe these sissies? Come on in, Larry.
Thank you. Yeah, great question a while ago about the how did they know. You know, these sexual deviant crowd, they support each other, not only at these rallies and stuff, they support each other out in the community. I mean, one of them may be working at Facebook or Twitter or somewhere, and they see a little tweet about some people are going to meet at a certain location and protest this or that. They'll let their troops know what's going on. We've got spies looking at us everywhere. We cannot think that any of our communications.
The demonic works together, friends. This is demonic.
That is why it is so important that we put to use the communication code program that has been developed to keep the other side from knowing what we're doing. We will be able to communicate with each other, and they won't know what we're doing. And that way they won't have advance notice when we're going to plan this, you know, an event here or there.
Doesn't matter, Larry. Most of the church would just want to go get them saved anyway. Just go, let's go get them saved.
But it does matter, right, to those that aren't in that just go get them saved crowd.
I got you. Somebody was up there and I got yakking over you. Who was it wanted to come in there? I'm sorry. Not. Come on in, James Bruner. Come on in, James.
Hey, good morning. Where was John MacArthur's church?
Where were they, Carlos? Where were the big churches there, brother?
Actually, that's a good question, because when we, after everything was over, there's MacArthur Park that's like 5 minutes away from Ground Zero. I did see, and I forgot to mention this to you, Coach, there was a Pentecostal church. They're out there at the park preaching. There was about 50 of them. They were blowing jafars. The men were preaching with their shirts and ties at the park, and the women with long skirts, they were giving out tracts. And they were there united. They're about maybe 5 minutes away from Ground Zero. If they would have came, that would have been right there, that Jericho march right there.
Wow. So, friends, listen, I'm not trying to make fun of sharing the gospel, okay? I'm not this ain't a place for tracts, my humble opinion. Roger, come on in. These are demons, folks.
Just a quick question. Is there an appropriate weapon other than a gun to acquire, to prepare for these situations? My point is this. This seems going to be continuing. You know, do you purchase a stun gun? Do you purchase mace? Do you always carry this to defend yourself? I'm just kind of curious as a lay person, and I'll take rebuke of anybody that says don't carry anything.
Good word. Jeff Nell, you seem to have something. What do you have in mind, Jeff Nell?
Welcome to my world.
What, are you there?
No. I got attacked by Antifa. I have been attacked by Satanists and those kind of stuff. Welcome to my world. And I praise you, Carlos and Annette, for being bold as lions.
Joe Allen, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, there is a protective device that is called a stinger. And Coach and Michelle practice it at their house. You can put it on your belt loop. What it is similar to a wire baton that could
expand,
keep people off of you.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know. See, this just is something to think about. Really, I thought about this, Carlos, when I watched that. If you'd have been carrying a weapon, it would have been a real urging to use that thing, wouldn't it? There'd been a real, folks, can you imagine if Carlos had whipped out a gun and dropped a couple of these guys? Can you imagine? Now, luckily, he's safe because he's Hispanic. He'd have got some grace. But can you imagine if Jeff now whipped out a gun and dropped some of these guys that were hitting him with skateboards? See, this is the unequal justice system that we are now living in, folks.
See, Dave, that's my point. I would feel threatened, and my life, I think, would be threatened with some of this going on. But if the prosecutors are controlled by Soros and other people, there's a 50-50 chance they're going to argue that you used too much defense to defend That's right. yourself.
That's right. Or what if you didn't?
They were not a threat to harm you or kill you, so you should have taken the beating versus drawing your weapon and protecting yourself.
Mm-hmm. Or what if there wasn't any video? Because they stole Carlos's. Carlos was doing some video, and they stole his phone, right? So what if somebody isn't yes. videoing this thing, and you have to walk in and against all these guys and say that they were threatening you? No, we weren't threatening. No, right? So, man, it's a crapshoot for sure. Dale, come on in.
Brother, lots to add to it. First off, you know, with the capabilities of tracking, there's no doubt that they can ping that phone and know exactly where it's at. They choose not to. about using deadly force. First off, let's see where this has taken place. California, you pull a gun out there. Well, welcome to Kyle Rittenhouse's world, right? You're going to jail.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't matter. You're defending yourself. Now, you break out a baton or bat or anything in these kinds of scenarios, brother. One of the things that I've always carried with me in my car, and I'm just telling you, is a can of wasp spray. It shoots 20 feet and it will demobilize a person, but it's not considered an offensive threat. Anyway, all that aside, brother, this is the America. So here's the thing the Lord showed me real quick, Coach. The kings of this world are gathered against him who sits upon the throne. Who are these kings? Many a times we think of these as geographical kings. What about homosexuality? Perversion. These are kings. These are spiritual demonic kings. Notice they are the ones that are gathered together, stirring this crowd up, brother. These are those kings that are coming and conspiring against him. Amen.
Good point. King spirits. Revelations,
Revelations chapter 12 at the end. And he has come to do battle against the seed of the woman and who? Their offspring.
Offspring.
Not just white Anglo-Saxon Christians, but if you're Black Christian, if you're Hispanic, if you're a Christian, you are a target.
Folks, don't ever forget this. Whatever weapon you take with you to one of these events, you better plan on that possibly being used against you, right? You take a club, they can take your club. Yeah, Bobby.
Yeah, I got to jump in here. I'm getting ready to go do some work. I got to jump in here. Listen, if I'm telling you guys have to train, every day's a training day. If I'm telling you guys to go home and stand in the mirror and punch and you blow me off and you don't do that, do you think you're going to be able to use a tool when your adrenaline is rushing through your head and you can't think? You're going to become, you're already tunnel vision. I am telling you, you're going to have to start getting your butt away from this computer and walking. And jogging a little bit, if it's a quarter mile, whatever you're capable of doing, you have to, and stop shoving stuff in your face. Right about now is about way too past time to get in shape. You're in the 12th hour. You're going to have to drop some weight. You're going to have to get in shape. And if you're thinking, I mean, we're going to be talking about this stuff this weekend and then these other trainings. There's all kinds of stuff that we're going to say that we're not going to say right here. All right. If you're in such unicorn land that where you think you're going to be able to be facing 200 people with a tool in your hand that you've never used before and be able to use it when you won't even stand in front of a mirror and throw some punches or come to me and ask how to punch something, you are in three levels of unicorn land if you think you're going to defend yourself against 200 people.
Rochelle, come on in. And then Kevin, come on in. Try to get everybody in here. Go ahead, Rochelle.
Good morning, team. I just wanted to make a point that speaking of the kings of this earth, they want the population, they want this to escalate to violence. They want this to happen. They want an excuse to be able to kill the Patriots or whoever. They don't care who they kill. They just want an excuse.
Amen.
So these events, even though they get your blood rushing and your heart pumping and you're doing the right thing, try to avoid violence at all cost.
Amen. Amen. Patriot, come on, Kevin.
All right. Well, just to capitalize on what Dale was saying about the kings of this earth, you know, the quote, if you want to find out who rules over you, first find out who you're not allowed to criticize.
There you are. Amen. Hey, Kevin, do whatever you can, man. Folks, spread this video. We have the guy in the video is part of our family. You understand that? The guy in the video is part of our family. It's like they did it to Steve Deck, or like they did it to Randy, or like they did it to Reggie, or like they did it to Myra. This is one of our family members. Let's get the word out. And we do have to understand, had Carlos fought back, there are 200 people that are going to beat up on him if he began to fight back with violence. So even we have to be prepared for violence, we don't have to be foolish. Go, Brett.
We got Paul Madore here in Maine. Hey, Coach. I wanted to say good morning.
Hey, Paul.
You're doing a great job. Rachel, I appreciate your comments, but what came in my heart when you said that is we can run, but we can't hide.
That's right.
The fact is, we've got to be prepared. I dropped 20 pounds, Coach, In the past 6 weeks, I dropped 20 pounds, and my heart was on fire, and I had to pray for that strength. I asked for God's grace to lose that weight. We have to be ready to respond. I don't go anywhere without a 12-ounce pepper spray.
That's a good idea. Folks, hear that. No.
This is mace. I carry mace. Okay. I got mace, and I don't leave home without it. You know, it's like traveler's cards. I don't leave home without them. We've got to drop weight. We've got to be ready. We don't have to be vicious. We don't have to be violent, but we have to be prepared. God bless you all.
Got to be prepared. Carlos, final word, brother.
Yes, sir.
Final word's yours, brother. You and Annette. God bless you guys. How can we help you?
Like I said, just go viral. Always stink when you leave the house. Get in your mindset. When you leave your house, you turn around, you kiss your wife, you kiss your husband, and you look at the door. What a street preacher taught me is today could be the last day that you will not come back.
Amen.
Because I would rather die on the battlefield than die in a, you know, rest home.
Amen,
is what
buddy.
Me and my wife agreed. Amen. To make a statement and to be bold as a lion.
Amen.
You know, we're the sheep that is going to be led to the slaughter, but we're going to make bold. If we understood what was happening in the spiritual realm, and we could see the spiritual realm, what was going to our foresee this, we wouldn't leave our homes. We would not leave our homes. And again, what happened to us on the second video, which you saw when John got hit with this, what triggered that was Brother Reuben was there, and he says, we're going to go in and we're going to preach at these guys. We're going to make a bold statement. We're not going to run. We went in that day to the enemy's camp to make a statement, and we faced the enemy. We had one banner up, and John had the bullhorn, and he was preaching. So what triggered that was they came up, and when they grabbed the banner to take the banner, because they're in the business of taking property, they shot us with pepper spray. The pepper spray hit Sue. She was the one wearing the fluorescent yellow shirt. It hit her, and then it hit Reuben. It got Reuben time in the eyes. And I got a little bit of it in my mouth, but I'm all right. Like I said, I'm okay. This thing, if we see this in the spiritual realm, remember, we would not want to leave our home. So what I'm saying is we got out of there in one piece. I did talk to Brother Ysidro yesterday to wish him a happy 4th of July. John is doing good. He got 6 stitches. The other brother, the young brother, Eduardo, his glasses were broken. His wife is okay. Ysidro was okay. To God be the glory. This was 4th of July yesterday. They were at Santa Monica preaching the word of God. They got beaten down. I'm a little sore here resting, but they're out there in Santa Monica Beach yesterday preaching.
Folks,
what does that tell you?
We are already at war. God bless you, Carlos, Annette, your heroes. Keep up the good work, folks. Get yourself prepared. We'll see you all tomorrow.